Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville. Or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Will Zone.
Will Zone?
What's that?
Guess that would be a little weird, Matt, because that sounds like a tire place.
It's not.
Okay.
All right, then. Will Zone.
Well, how am I supposed to know? I don't know. I'm just going by.
Are you saying, show me. Well, that's the whole thing. I like to get your honest reaction to these towns.
If I give my honest reaction and I don't know exactly how it's spelled,
but
you can't be like, well, I didn't say wheel.
What are the four things on your car that you put the tires on? What are those called?
Tires?
No. The thing. What? The blank on the bus goes round and round. What is
wheel?
Wheel. There's an E in there. Wheel of fortune.
You said wheels on wheel. You said
right.
Wheel.
No, that's correct. You're correct. I said wheel zone, not wheel zone. So there's no way you could have said you thought it
just
was wheel.
Shut up. Just shut up and keep going. Just shut up right now. I've had enough.
Hey, real quick while we're here. The stuff that you fry chicken in, what's that called?
The stuff you fry chicken in?
You put it in this liquid and it fries it. What is that?
Grease.
No, come on now.
Grease?
It's in the bottle. You pour the bottle.
Cooking oil.
Oil. Is that what you said?
Oil.
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 Oil. Not oil.
Oil.
I'm driving to Starkville right now. You won't get to play NCAA football.
I got to put you in my car. I've been waiting to give it to you. I haven't seen you. Or I have seen you. My car wasn't there. So, you know.
You just saw me for the two and a half.
My car wasn't there. My car was in Mississippi. I was in Dallas.
You couldn't give it to me in Dallas? You couldn't have put it on your
suitcase?
It's
in the car. I've left it in the car.
You just put it in your suitcase.
I could have, but I didn't think about that. That would have been weird.
Why don't you just proceed with the show, please?
Try to do that.
Jeez.
I'll just go ahead and tell everybody. I don't know about Robbie, but I had a rough day. Flights delayed. Full planes. It was just rough. Michael Borky, scared of flying. Just awful day.
Apparently eats Chinese food for breakfast. That's kind of psychotic. Huh?
So.
Well.
Strange Brew Coffeehouse.
You do whatever you can. Strange Brew has actual breakfast.
Actual breakfast.
And coffee.
If there had been a Strange Brew, it'd been a little weird if there had been a Strange Brew at the Dallas Love Field Airport. I guess that's not where we were. We were at Houston. That was Houston Hobby. Be a little weird if they were there. But had there been a Strange Brew there, I would have gotten a scone. No question asked.
There we go.
All right.
It's about 10 minutes worth of a Strange Brew ad read.
I'm looking at it. It's just under five.
Most of us, just you and I yelling at each other.
It's fine. It's fine. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. If you're a Mississippi State fan and you're a business owner, you can't go wrong with this deal because it's going to make you a Bulldog Initiative business just by doing business with Pip Printing and Signs. Call Cam Baker today at 601-499-5216. Say, hey, I heard about you on Thunder and Lightning. I heard that you can give me some great marketing materials for my business. Let's do it. Whatever you spend with Pip Printing and Signs, 10% of it right to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. Now you're a Bulldog Initiative business, and you've got the power of Pip Printing and Signs behind your back. Give them a call today. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And you know you are looking for it. I have to go. I'm going to have to go get some maroon and white merchandise very soon. I've decided. I have an idea. I'm going to share this idea with you after the show because I want it to be a surprise. But I think you're going to laugh. I think you're going to like it.
Are you getting ready for year three of putting Richard in Mississippi State clothes?
Well, I am getting ready for that. I'll just go ahead and tell you. I intend to be 3-0 when we get to next July. I showed Jeff Lebby those pictures, and his response was, yes. That's what
he said. We'll see what happens.
So we'll see what happens. Between now and then, if you need maroon and white, you know the place to go. It's College Corner, two locations in the Jackson area, original by Fleet Feet, flow by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant, the best place in town for lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler, and you should be going there to get one. And now that I'm back in town, I'm going to be doing that very soon. They're going to be seeing me for some fried chicken, some fried catfish, some mac and cheese, some cheese grits, some cornbread. It's time to eat Southern. I ate too much red meat this past week. Big steaks, brisket, beef ribs. My system's not ready for that. I need to get back on the chicken. So, be doing that this week. Go grab a lunch. Grab the best blue plate in the state of Mississippi at Restaurant Tyler. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi here to serve you. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. Let them show you not only where the locations are, but how they're going to manage your money. They're going to help you manage your money, how to invest, what they can do for you and your family. That's what they're about at Priority One Bank. It's not just checking and savings accounts there. It's not just a little small community bank. It is a powerful financial institution, but the service is what you see, and that's what you get when you go to Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Four other ad reads, 2 minutes.
That's what you're going to do.
Strange Brew. 5 minutes. It happens sometimes. Sometimes. Will Zone, just for the record. WILZONE.
Okay.
That
makes even less sense.
We'll get a text tomorrow. It's Wilzone. I can already feel it. So.
Oh, that's absolutely common.
Absolutely happened. All right. So we kind of skipped baseball yesterday, but we had some late breaking news after we recorded. On, I guess that would have been Tuesday. And that's that David Mershon was finally taken in the MLB draft in the 18th round by the Los Angeles Angels. No longer the California Angels or the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. You know them best for having the two best players in baseball and yet only winning 72 games. They draft Mershon in the 18th round. The early indication was that he was going to take that offer and go ahead and go pro. And you and I had talked about this in the past, that there had been some sense from the Mershon camp, shall we say, that he was looking to go pro. I go back to that tweet that was sent out by Mershon, sort of the, you know, thanks for everything Starkville, that Jordan had sent out and that Gerangelo had sent out. And it was obvious they're saying goodbye. He sent it out, then he deletes it. Then we get a statement from his dad saying this was just a tweet. I'm calling BS on that. I'll be totally honest with you. I think he wanted to say goodbye, and then he realized I'm giving away leverage if I do that, so I need to give the illusion that I might return to Starkville. An 18th round pick, I mean, there's not a lot of money in that. He would make more in NIL returning to Starkville. As I'm coming home on Thursday, Robbie, you reported that the tides have turned, the winds of change are blowing there, and that there's now a better opportunity, you think, for Mershon to return to school.
Yeah, I mean, we've been hearing for probably 2 months now that he and his family have discussed it. Even some have said openly that this was going to be his final year. And I think that was the line of thinking by himself, for his family, everybody, that this was it for him this year. And I've always thought it was strange. You know, he was never really mentioned in the top 500 players. You know, most people didn't have him projected in really the first 10 rounds. It just never really made sense for me, at least from a, you know, business standpoint, that he would go pro. But I think what you have is you have a guy and his family that have talked about it, and they've planned for this to be a 2-year experience and move on to the next level, and they're ready to get their career started. But I'm just going to be honest with you. I mean, just purely stepping back, and I think this is something that's kind of been talked about with the family. I haven't talked to the Mershons, but just talking to people that have talked to people, that's kind of what you do a lot of times, right, in this business. I think it's kind of being communicated right now that you can make a lot more money next year. And not just in the MLB draft, at Mississippi State. And
it's a double payday. You're going to get that NIL deal, and then you come back and you get a better MLB deal on top of that.
And I mean, you're leaving a ton of money on the table. It's just not smart logistically from a financial, and I'm not calling the family dumb or anything, but I'm just saying, I mean, if you look at it objectively, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to take, you know, I don't know how much he could sign for at this point, because I don't really know what's in the draft pool for the Angels, but I would say probably no more than 200,000, maybe 250. I don't know where they're at right now.
That seems like a reasonable number for Mississippi State to be able to beat with an NIL deal.
Yeah. And on top of that, I think he is a top 10 round draft pick. Mm-hmm. I think he can be that. We saw a guy this year that has some intangible things, like a Jake Mangum, that you've been wanting out of players on this team. He has those things that you can't teach. Great locker room guy, constantly encouraging his teammates. You can hear him chirping behind the pitcher at all times. And it's not like talking crap. It's, hey, kid, let's go.
He's talking to his teammates. He's not talking to the team.
You know, speed on the bases, really good approach at the plate, and we saw some power out of him. He hit 6 home runs.
Little pop. Yeah.
It's not a guy that's going to be – you know, Adam Frazier didn't hit a single home run at Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. One of the great hitters of all time at State, never hit a home run. Mershon's a guy that showed some of that power. So I just feel like, from a logistical standpoint, when it comes to the finances, you have another leverage year left. You're going to make a ton of money. It just makes sense. And that's not just me, you know, wishful thinking. It just makes sense coming back at this point. But it's up to him. If, you know, this is purely a situation where, and this is why I always talk about you cannot predict the MLB draft. You don't know what's going to happen in it, because you have to take into account the team and the player and all that. And I don't know what his thinking is right now. If they want to leave, if they want to move on the next level, I don't know if you can convince them out of that. You know, it's going to be a decision that they're going to have to make as a family.
So then it begs the question, Robbie, you know, what do you think is going to end up happening? It feels like, like 2 days ago, this was a done deal. He was going to sign with the Angels. Today, maybe it feels a little differently. If I had to make you tell me, gun to your head, what was going to happen?
I mean, I don't know. This has changed so much throughout the year. You start off, you know, middle of the season, and you start hearing he's leaving no matter what. At the end of the season, I was hearing that there was a very good chance he's going to return, and his number was pretty high. And then you get into the draft. He's not taking the first 10. He's not taking the first 15. It starts looking like he's going to come back. And then you hear on Tuesday night, talking to some sources that I consider very credible, that he's going to sign, and now you hear that they're talking. So I don't know. I truly do not know what's going to happen at this point. I would say that it might get to the point where the family says it's just not worth it financially. We can, you know, we need to be a little smarter about this. I at this point, I'm kind of leaning that way, but I mean, I think it's truly like 50-50 right now. I don't know.
Are there options in the portal for Mississippi State if Mershon goes that they can find that can play that shortstop position, or do they just go ahead and put the ball into Dylan Cupp's position?
No, I think they're still very much trying to find, you know, I think if this is definitely going to be a situation where they're keeping their options open, but they're waiting for David to truly make a move. And, you know, the Arquette guy, Ava, I think is his name, Ava Arquette from Washington, he would be the guy that I think the state would probably zero in on. And if you are able to get this guy, I mean, I don't think you're missing much of a beat. He's a little bit different player, a little bit more pro body, 6'4", over 200 pounds. So he's got a ton of power, really rangy guy that could help you, I think, on, you know, multiple levels. I don't know if he's quite a David Mershon type guy from a, you know, spirit standpoint, but he batted over 320 at Washington in the Power Four, 12 home runs, pretty high slugging percentage. This is a guy that could help you if you're able to get this guy. If these are your two options, if you can for sure get this player, then you're in a pretty darn good spot here, whether it be with Arquette or with David Mershon. I don't know exactly where State sits with Arquette, but I do know they're recruiting him, and I think they have a solid shot with him, but that's not a guy I'm going to count on. You would much rather, I think, have Mershon back because you have that continuity. You know what you're getting from him, but if this is a guy that you can get to, I mean, you take it.
Also in the portal, Mississippi State, you know, looking to possibly bring in a couple of more players. I know Nolan McCarthy, the Kentucky outfielder, is a name of interest. His recruiting process is ongoing. I have to assume State is still in the market for another pitcher or two. You know, as we get, I mean, it's July 18th, right? You got to start. You got until school starts. But at some point, you got to feel like you want to have things locked down a little bit. How many more players do you think Mississippi State, I guess the question would be, would take in the portal?
Depending on Mershon, I think you take probably two more positional guys. I think you would take Arquette and you would take McCarthy. Mm-hmm. And if you get Mershon back, I think you just try to get McCarthy and you're probably done there. I think from a lineup standpoint, there's not a whole lot more that you could add. I think you have pretty much everything covered. You have depth at most of your positions. You've pretty much filled every hole that you need to fill there on the defensive side and at the plate. Pitching, I honestly don't know what they're – you know, I don't know if they're really that serious about adding a ton of more guys. It seems to me that Justin Parker feels good about what he has, right, wrong, or indifferent on that. I think that he's good with most of what he has. We don't know what Travis Smith's going to do. I lean towards him signing, but I don't know. And if that doesn't happen, then you only sign basically two guys out of the portal that pitch. Noah Sullivan, I know, can pitch too, but you basically only got two guys. It's kind of concerning. I know Justin Parker's really excited about his group, and you kind of have to take his word for it because we haven't seen a lot of those guys pitch. He's gotten the benefit of the doubt with what he's put out there in the draft this year and kind of the waves that he made there. But it's still kind of a concern and kind of an unknown for you. But I would say it looks like, you know, three guys maybe that they could add if they do go after another portal pitcher. Looks like they want, you know, maybe one more pitcher. And then those two positional guys, I could see three more additions.
We've talked a lot about the portal and State's recruiting in it, and it's been a lot of ebb and flow. There's been some slow times, and then you had a couple times where you were bringing in guys, and seems like it slowed down a little bit again. Obviously, with the MLB draft, you knew that was going to happen. I don't think this is a situation where state's missing on guys as much as they're just, you know, the draft is happening. Everybody's figuring out who's going to be back and what. But are you surprised that there hasn't been more interest from some of the bigger name pitchers in the conference or in the portal, considering the success of Justin Parker? And certainly now that he's shown that, hey, he took Gerangelo from 8 ERA to 15th overall in the draft. Kyle Steven came from Purdue as a player that nobody knew anything about, second-round pick. Nate Dome had very little production on film, third-round pick. It feels like he's got a lot to sell right now. Are you surprised it hasn't been more successful for him?
Yeah, I am. I'm very surprised. I thought they would have a lot of interest coming out of the portal. Thought they'd be able to get some big-time guys, and it just hadn't worked. That's the kind of the strange thing about it is I actually kind of like the positional guys right now, and the concern to me is pitching. So I don't really know what the hangup is there. They lost a lot of battles in the portal for some really good pitchers, and it just doesn't make any sense to me, whether it be from a Mississippi State standpoint or some of the guys' standpoint, because you have a pitching coach that I won't say worked miracles, but did some pretty dang good work with the pitching staff that he assembled, and you're playing in Starkville, you're playing against the best of the best. It's kind of surprising they haven't had a little more success there with some of the big-name guys. I like the two guys they have on board, but and then add in Travis Smith too, but I'm shocked they haven't been able to get more guys there. And the roles are wide open too. The starting rotation is wide open. You feel like you can pretty much put Pico Khan in there with Sharpie at this point. But other than that, two rotation spots are wide open. And you have some spots in the bullpen. I just don't understand why they haven't had more success. But at the same time, like I said, it feels like Justin Parker really likes what he already has on campus. We'll see if that translates to a big season there. But it is a little concerning.
Is there a date that I'm not aware of? When does Marshawn have to make his decision by? I understand that it's you know, with the portal, it can go all the way to school starting. I have to imagine MLB, that they've got a little bit of a time window on him, right?
August 1st, I think, is the deadline to sign.
Two more weeks.
That's
possibly
correct. Yeah. So you got to be signed by, I want to say, like 5 o'clock or something. So that's
– Does D-Boss know about this?
Right. August 1st, 4 p.m.
Okay. So we'll play the waiting game. My guess is there will be a lot of back and forth. And Robbie, I won't be surprised if you are reporting one day that you're hearing he's coming back and one day that you're hearing that he's gone. I feel like there's going to be a lot of ebb and flow with this over the next couple of weeks. Good reporting, though.
So far, I'm looking at the Angels picks, signings, and they've got these updated on this site up until today. And they haven't signed Christian Moore yet. They got three other guys in the top four rounds that are college guys they haven't signed. Right. Chris Cortez signed for almost $1.6 million. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They got six guys after the 10th round that haven't been signed ahead of Marshawn. So there's still a lot of moving and shaking they have to do.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I don't know what his number is. I don't know if he's willing to take just about anything. It's just a weird situation. It's one of those situations like it's a no-brainer more often than not. It feels like you have another year of eligibility. You didn't get what you wanted to in the top 10 rounds. You didn't get drafted where you wanted to. You have a pretty hefty NIL deal, I would imagine. In normal circumstances, I feel like Mississippi State wouldn't even have to sweat this out, but this isn't a normal circumstance. I think it's a family that and they really, I think, want to start the pro career, and David, I think, wants to start his pro career, and we'll see what wins out here.
Yeah, we shall find out. All right, let's move on. to the let's move into the next part of the show. That's brought to you by the Mississippi Beef Council. Beef, it's what's for dinner. I'm a little beefed out. I'm not even going to lie.
I think I need a break.
We ate some red meat in the state of Texas. But don't you worry, Mississippi beef farmers. I will be back with you very, very soon. You don't have to wait too long for old Brian Haydad to want a steak or a burger or some brisket or something like that. So I'll be doing it. This weekend, though, you guys make up for me. You guys put some steaks on the grill. You guys go out to our great steakhouses here in the state of Mississippi. Make up my share of the bill on that. I'll owe you one. I appreciate that. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thank you to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you're looking for. And you are, in fact, looking for it. You are. You're thinking about it right now. You're thinking, I wish I was in Starkville. Or if you are in Starkville, you're thinking, I wish I was at Two Brothers. Well, wishes can come true, guys. Get up to Starkville and get to the Cotton District and go to Two Brothers and grab some smoked wings, grab some pork rind nachos, grab some prime rib sandwiches, and have a ball. Or if you want to go a little different, a little off the beaten path with the fancy sandwich, well, then you need to swing over to the older brother and enjoy that. My list of restaurants I need to get to is getting long. I need a raise so I can afford all these meals I want to go eat. Hopefully they're listening.
Or they can just give us free food.
You know, I don't like to beg, but sure, I'll take it. Yeah, absolutely.
You would take it in a heartbeat.
Oh, I'd take it. I'm just saying I don't like to, you know, be like, hey, you know, we do.
I don't either. I was just saying.
Yeah, we're just saying. I'm not saying anything.
I don't mind. I don't mind paying, and we do every time.
You do it all the time.
I'm just saying.
Don't worry. We always take care of the good folks at Two Brothers and the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for 49 years. 49 years of taking care of their customers. 49 years of putting out the best products in the business technology field. 49 years of service. Service is what it's all about. Anybody can sell you a copier. I mean, there's all sorts of places you can buy a copier at. But who is there when that copier goes bad? And you need copies. You need to call Advantage Business Systems because you don't want to be stuck with somebody telling you, okay, we can get out there in a week. You don't want to be on the phone for 45 minutes while you're trying to work. You've got to get things done quickly. You need to call Advantage Business Systems. They take care of things quickly because they're in Mississippi. They're going to give you a 601 number. You're going to talk to the same people who made you the sale. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you head to the games this fall, you need to be headed to Maroon & Co. Like I said, I am in need of maroon and white things for this thing I have, this idea I have. So you're probably going to see me at Maroon & Co. You know why? I can save some money. I can get what I want and then save 15% with the code THUNDER15, which is kind of like Inception because I'm giving you the code, but then I'm going to use the code. How does that work? I don't know. I just know that if you want great Mississippi State gear in Starkville, the place to go is Maroon & Co. Before you're at the games this fall, make sure you're at Maroon & Co. Ugh. That's it. No, I'm just kidding.
More.
Yeah, I got a little bit more. Back from SEC Media Days. Robbie, I got the impression yesterday, and I think we talked about it a little bit on yesterday's pod, that the interest in Mississippi State this year, look, everybody knows that when you're focused on the state of Mississippi this season, that Ole Miss is the focus. I mean, they're going to be a preseason top 10 team. They're going to be predicted to go to the college football playoff. They got a lot of stars. Kiffin has become sort of a media darling, except with Paul Feinbaum, evidently. By and large, that's where everybody's going to be focused, right? But I thought that Jeff Lebby, Blake Shapen, John Lewis maybe especially, and Albert Reese, they did a really good job of delivering what the message is at Mississippi State this year. And I feel like the message underneath all of the coach speak and everything else, the message is we're not going to be down long. Like this year, we know we got to work, but we're going to get back to where we've been. We're going to get back to competing in the SEC. I thought that was the underlying message from Mississippi State. And I think by and large, the national guys that I talk to, they agree. You've got some guys out there, Cole Kublik, Greg McElroy, Andy Staples, JD Pickell is somebody that I talked to. Talked with Peter Burns. they all buy into what Lebby is selling, and they think that the turnaround, it won't be this year, but it won't be long either.
They've got a lot of confidence in them. I mean, I don't know if it'll hit. I don't know if it'll come back to bite them or what, but they're confident. You know, and I don't think it's like it's mostly a cocky confidence either. I think it's just that they believe that they're moving in the right direction. You know, I know John Lewis took some jabs at Ole Miss and things like that, but for the most part, it's just a group that I think has started to believe in themselves again, something that they didn't really do last year. And I think the leadership of Jeff Lebby is obviously a big part of that. And, you know, I wrote a story yesterday about Lebby and, you know, his last few months since he started his job and kind of the foundation that he's set this program on. And he talked a couple of times yesterday to us about the, you know, the centerpiece of all that is the people that he's added to his staff. And it goes beyond just the assistant coaches. He has 63 personnel. So he has really widened the net there on the people that he's hired, and he's brought in a lot of people doing a lot of different things, and it's changed the whole atmosphere in the building. And he talked about the family atmosphere that they have in there. And I don't think that's just a cliche. You know, every coach talks about family and all that stuff. I think they are really close, and they try to make it an environment that everybody enjoys being a part of. And I think that's really the start of it all. You have to enjoy coming to – for them, it's work. I mean, for the players, it's work. You wake up, you come to workouts at like 5:30 or 6 in the morning, and you're putting in the sweat and the – what you know, how you would refer to it as the sweat equity that you put in to get you prepared for playing inside the SEC. And, you know, most of these guys are getting paid at this point. So it truly is a job for them. And for us, for you and I, we don't want to come into our job every day and you know, hate the fact that we're here. We want to be happy about it. And that's kind of where it all starts for them. And I think that people are picking up. It's genuine. Yesterday, I think a lot of people, you know, Houston mentioned it last night. We were at dinner about how often he heard Mississippi State and Ole Miss talked about at SEC Media Days, probably the most he's ever heard it. I think there's a shift a little bit. I think people are going to start taking, and it's going to take a little bit longer for Mississippi State, but just about everybody's taking Ole Miss serious at this point. I think State's not far behind. I think within the next couple of years, it's not going to be Mississippi State, you know, the butt of a lot of jokes. I think people will start talking about, you know, the fact that State is a team that you don't want to play a lot of times. So it has kind of shifted a little bit from because they just hit you hard and they're tough to they're going to be a dangerous offense. And I don't think there's anybody that's really doubting that at this point. I think everybody respects Jeff Lebby enough to know kind of what's coming there.
I agree. I think people, you know, they have questions about the team as a whole. But yeah, as far as Jeff Lebby's offense, I think that some of the stuff we've been talking about like this offense could be really good year one. I think some people are starting to buy into that. You know, that they know the results of Jeff Lebby's career, and you know, it feels like for the first time, you know, I felt like last year with Arnett, it was kind of a mixed bag. You had some people who really thought that okay, they're just going to build off of last year, the previous year's success, and Arnett's going to you know, keep that defense salty and they'll just change up what they do offensively. And then you had some people who by and large, I talked to Jacob Hester and he said that he talked about it on air that he thought when he met with Arnett for the first time, he was like, no, that does not know what he's doing.
They even said it.
Yeah.
They said it on the podcast last year.
Yeah.
Again, so, we were wrong on that. But, like, I'm willing to come back and say they were all telling us.
Yeah, they were trying to tell us. This year, it feels like it won't be reflected in the projections. I will go and tell you, I turned in my all-SEC ballot today. I had State 13th. I had State ahead of Florida, Arkansas, and Vanderbilt. But, by and large, I think State will be 15th tomorrow. So it may not show up in the projections, but I think that
– And this is the first time in a while where – this is the first time in a while where I could say I can see that.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm not going to argue with people thinking Mississippi State is going to be bottom of the league because they've proven nothing to this point. They have a new starter at almost every single position on the field, a brand new head coach. It's foolish to just jump to the conclusion that Mississippi State should be middle of the pack in the SEC. So, you can't really be upset about where they're going to be projected on Friday or whenever that comes out.
All right, that will be out later today on Friday, the All-SEC team and the predicted order of finish. Like I said, State will be 15th unless there's a big upset, and I don't see that happening. So just go ahead and plan for it. We'll be back on Monday. What are we going to talk about? I don't know, but we'll figure it out. This is the hardest 2 weeks right here because camp will be coming soon enough. We'll talk about stuff to talk about there, but right now we're kind of in the dead zone. But we'll figure it out. Don't you worry. We got to catch up two opponent previews next week, so we got that, and we'll get some more interviews with some of the guys that we missed out on SEC Media Days, or some guys maybe we want to bring them back for another talk. So all that's coming your way. We'll talk to you again soon. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.